KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show. And of course, you're always welcome to email me your thoughts at monica@991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the phone line and check in with Jim this morning. Hi, Jim from Minden. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica, how you doing? Wanted to just weigh in a little bit on this talk about Amaday and what went on with that.
Please, what are your thoughts?
Well, one thing that we need to pay some attention to here is the fact that where this originally came from was from the Nevada Independent, which we know is John Ralston's blog, very left-leaning, and that it was eventually picked up by New York Times and other fake media out there that is looking for any way to say that there is a Republican who is in support of impeachment, because that's what they need for their side. And so even though the Independent actually stated what was not true, that he supported impeachment proceedings, it plays well into their narrative, and that's why it's out there. I think to this moment, the Times still shows that there is one Republican in support of impeachment, and that's because of this issue. And when we on our side say, hey, that's what he did, is supported impeachment, we're kind of playing into their hands exactly, and giving them ammunition to say that he supports impeachment when he does not. I mean, that wasn't what he voted for. He voted for, in fact, last week, he voted twice with everybody in the GOP on a resolution that disapproved of Pelosi's launching impeachment proceedings. I think it's very clear that he does not support impeachment, and we should be cautious about playing into the hands of the Nevada ND and the New York Times and their kind of folk.
Yeah, John Ralston is no friend to Nevada politics, especially when it comes to Republicans. So I always find it very comical when people are using that phrase, you know, independent like Nevada or anything like that, because it just reminds me of Harry Reid. But Jim, I think you're absolutely correct in that assessment that we can't fall into the Democrats' hands. But I think people also want to get things off of their chest. And I have no worries about Amaday being reelected or being a strong force for Nevada. I do like how Sean worded it, that, you know, this is just going to be even more publicity for Amaday, I think, in the long run, that he is very conservative. I just want to make sure that that is the truth.
Absolutely. And the one thing that Sean pointed out that is critical to remember also is that Trump does tend to play chess rather than checkers, and having the whistleblower's complaint referred to committees and go through the normal process does let the people on those committees that are our people ask questions about the things that we'd like sunlight on, like what exactly is going on with Hunter Biden and the sweetheart deal that he's got in Ukraine. I mean, those are things that need to come out, and those don't come out unless we have some means of getting that in front of these committees that are not controlled by our friends, but do definitely have some good, solid conservatives on them. And I think that's why every single congressman and every single senator voted in favor of moving that whistleblower complaint through normal processes.
And that's what concerns me, Jim, is the fact that when there is something that comes up like this particular whistleblower's complaint, that it doesn't follow the rules. They have to go in and they have to sit on a complaint, just like Feinstein sat on the complaint about Kavanaugh until it could be used as ammunition. But how the rules were changed in the process to make sure that this whistleblower complaint got out there. Nothing screams, I think, deep state more than when you go in and you start changing these rules. But I'm still concerned about the fact that, you know, Nadler and Schiff are demanding information and files and all of these things be out by October 4th. Yet when you know, our side was doing it for information about the Clinton emails and, you know, all that good stuff in the last administration. Deadlines were always missed. And I don't even think any deadlines, I don't even think any of that information was actually released in the long run. It was just kind of let go and put aside because there was a new president. You know, we have to make sure that both sides are doing what they're supposed to be doing for the American people, and it's just not happening.
Absolutely. And part of that, obviously, is the fact that the media is more than happy to push their agenda and far less than happy to push our agenda, at least as far as the big national media goes. And so we have that handicap that we live under. But I think that this is going to allow our guys on the committees to shine a light on some things that maybe they would rather not have some light shone on.
Okay. Jim, somebody would like to join our conversation, so please hang on here, and we're going to see how this goes. Mr. Jerry Evans, what would you like to make a comment on?
Well, the topic that you're talking about, Miss Monica Jay of 99.1, so about Mark Amadei, conservative or not conservative, again, I just deal in black and white and the facts. Check the, and then this goes back about 2 years. Maybe things have changed. I don't know. Conservative Review rates people's voting records. Not, they don't put their political spin on it. It's simply how they vote, who they vote with. At the time, if you can believe it, Dean Heller was actually had a 53% rating. In other words, 3% of the time he voted conservatively. Mark Amadei was at 47%. So if you can believe it, this was about 2 years ago when I was checking Dean Heller's voting records. Mark Amadei was at 47%, which means that 53% of the time he voted with the Democrats. That was then. I would invite people to check his voting record now as far as being conservative or not conservative. Regarding the issue of him supporting, yeah, he said he didn't support impeachment. Jim, can you respond to me or are you just listening? Okay.
No, I can hear you, Jerry, but you're really
no,
Jim. So here's what I would say about what Mark Amadei said or did. Confirm the facts. Did he or did he not say that he supported the impeachment inquiry, but then said he didn't support the impeachment? Okay. And if he said he supported the impeachment inquiry, which I believe he did, I wish I was wrong. My goal in life is to apologize to people like him, and I said that to Dean Heller. I wish I had to apologize to him. I never had to because, again, I stick with the facts. If he said he supported the impeachment inquiry, what he was saying, I'm not putting words in his mouth, but he's saying that Adam Schiff did such a fantastic job during the Mueller investigation and questioning when he said that he had evidence that Trump had colluded, et cetera, et cetera. So if he's saying that he supports the fantastic job that Adam Schiff does in these hearings, yes or no?
I believe that if he said that, and I don't believe he did, I'd have to go back and listen to it, but I believe it was a misstatement.
Jerry, stop. All right, both of you. Jerry, stop. Okay. Jim is responding.
Okay, I'm going to have to hang up.
Jim, go ahead.
Because I can't hear his response. I'll hear his response on the radio, and that was all I had to say.
Okay. All right, Jim. Well, Jerry's hanging up on us. So what is your response to that, that if he is supporting the inquiry? I mean, we've seen the you-know-what show that Schiff has presented in these inquiries. Isn't that counterproductive?
It is. But again, twice last week, Mark voted along with all of the other Republicans in the House in favor of a resolution that specifically disapproved with the game that Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler and that whole gang is playing. So I don't believe that he did say that he would support the impeachment inquiry. What he supported was referring the whistleblowers' consent. There was a unanimous consent vote to refer the whistleblowers' report to the standard committees. So based on his actions, I find that highly unlikely that he actually said those words.
Now, Jerry had made a point that I don't know if you were able to hear or not because his audio was rather low, but that in the voting record that Amadei has shown us even 2 years ago, that the fact that he was voting more actually with the Democrats 53% of the time. How do you respond to that?
That actually is an argument that I would make in support of Dean Heller when people were saying we need to get rid of Dean Heller, to point out the fact that according to those ACU rankings that Heller's record was in fact better than Amadei's much of the time. That is a fact. We can all go through and disagree with certain votes that are included in those rankings, whether they're ACU's rankings, NPR, I's rankings, whatever they may be. But even if we're going to say that it's accurate that he was voting more than half the time against Republican interests, which I don't personally agree with because I don't agree with every bill that they put into that ranking, the fact of the matter is even if that was true, we've thrown Dean Heller overboard because we didn't like the fact that he was about half of the time with us and about half of the time not. And what we have gotten in place of him is somebody who is with us 1% of the time, 2% of the time, maybe. The time to have those kinds of conversations is in a primary when you check to see is there another viable candidate who is better than the candidate who is in place. But when it comes to the general election, anybody on our team is going to be better than anybody on the Democrat team. And so, to a point, conversations are valid
and
useful.
Though that...
But after a certain amount of time, you need to go with who we've got. If it's Dean Heller or it's Catherine Cortez Masto, you need to go with the person that's going to do right by you most of the time, more of the time.
Right, yeah, because... But now, Jim, give your title with the Republican Party so people don't think that you're just calling in out of the blue and you have all of this knowledge.
Yeah. No, I'm the vice chairman of the Nevada Republican Party and the chairman of the Douglas County Republican Party.
So I think that one of the things that people are having such a hard time with is the fact that the Republican Party gives their support to the incumbent. So finding a viable candidate to run against somebody at the time isn't very realistic. You know, I don't think that anybody would have been supported running in the primary against Dean Heller. And you have a lot of people who are calling in with the frustration of the rhinos being out there. I think that we saw a detriment to the state here with Sandoval, and I think that the party as a whole saw even more problems with Heller being the described rhino. How does that get fixed?
Well, I would take some issue with the fact that the party supports the incumbent. The job of the party is to do the blocking and tackling for candidates, to go out and identify voters, register voters, get them to the polls to vote for Republican candidates. The party does not, give financial support to candidates. The party uses the money that we raise to do what we're supposed to do with getting more Republicans registered and getting more of our voters to the polls. The party also does not go out and recruit candidates to run and typically does not pick candidates in advance.
Now, are you talking about the state party? Because I have firsthand knowledge, not unlike the whistleblower, of the local party, you know, and not to run because they were going to put all of their support into the incumbent that was running for assembly.
There are some local county parties that have done differently. I'm speaking on behalf of the state party when I say that. But there are candidates go out and file, and the one thing that often happens, and it happens at the state convention with people that are elected from their precincts to represent their precincts to their county and then to the state convention, that there will be endorsing in a primary election. And so sometimes candidates are endorsed with the idea that we make sure that the candidates endorsed by the party are the ones who are going to carry forward those Republican principles. And sometimes in a race, there might be more than one candidate who gets endorsed because both of them meet the requirements. But typically, there's not this smoky back room that people seem to think that there is, where candidates are picked and forced on the people. The candidates are decided. Our general election candidates are picked by the voters in the primary election.
I do have to pass on a message to you, Jim, from Jerry, and that is thanks to Jim. I could not hear his response to me, so that's why he got off the line, but he does appreciate the fact that you answered his questions and mine as well. So, Jim, can you hang on the line for just a second? I got to take a quick break, but I want to clear one more thing about Amaday.
Sure, you bet.
All right. Stick around. We'll be right back with more from Jim DeGraffenried right after this on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, it's the voice loud and clear for all of Northern Nevada because it is your voice on 99.1 FM Talk. And right now, Jim DeGraffenried from Minden in this morning at 884-9910. And one last question to you, Jim. I know how Amaday has worked and how a lot of the political process worked, that it's give and take, and if you support this bill, I'll support your bill. But is it possible, this is a question coming from a listener, is it possible that Mark purposely made himself a target to get the exposure and, you know, once again, bring out the media for what they are, what's going on right now?
I guess I don't speculate on what might have been in his mind. I think that's not real likely because making yourself a target for the media in this environment is pretty dangerous no matter where you're at or what you're doing. But certainly it's possible. I think that Mark just wanted to put out there that he was in favor of the process. As I mentioned, he voted twice against what Pelosi is doing last week, just last week alone. And so I think that this has just turned into the fake media looking for a way to build their agenda by claiming that there's a Republican that supports what they're doing when there really is not.
All right. Jim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just one quick thing. I went ahead and looked up the ACU rankings, and Amaday, over his 8 years, has a 72.93 rating, so that's almost 3 out of 4 times voting in line with what the ACU considers to be important, which, again, is not always what we in Nevada, as Nevada Republicans, consider important in our platform. His score last year was, in fact, an 80. Last year he was 2 points higher than Justin Amash, who was at 78 and often considered one of our top conservatives. So,
now, where is the was that the local rankings or was that national?
No,
what was
no,
the number in the 40s that?
I don't know where that number in the 40s is. That would take more time to dig out.
Okay.
But I'm looking at a lifetime. This is the American Conservative Union, acuratings.conservative.org, and it shows his lifetime over 8 years at 72.93, including last year at 80. So I don't dispute Jerry's numbers, but it would take longer than we've got in this little short bit of time to go.
Yeah, we do. Well, he's listening. He already texted me. That was from 2 years ago that he got that rating. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate it. And we're just going to have to get Mark on the air and make sure that he has the public support, because when you do go on Facebook and social media, there's some hardcore conservatives out there that aren't showing their support. So I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this perpetuate down the line as we get closer to election season, because we need to make sure that he's back in there. So, Jim DeGraffenreid, thank you so much for joining me on the air. I greatly appreciate it. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, as you know, is the home of Fox News. So let's get to it. Nothing like a little mambo to get your day going. And I tell you, do people still have Chinese fire drills? Remember when we used to do that, when we get all excited from the music and all of a sudden, yeah, probably can't say Chinese fire drills anymore. It's probably inappropriate. Oh, those were the days. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. For all of Northern Nevada, we are so glad and so happy to introduce into the conversation Smith and Mason Valley at 92.3 FM. And the talk lines, doesn't matter which one you're listening to, it's all the same, 884-9910. Or the internet, you gotta love the internet, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And Michael just sent me this real quick one. I think it's a good move to have an inquiry. If you fast track this issue, Trump will have a higher chance in getting elected. If this drags on right up to the election time and pass it, well, Trump will be least likely to get elected. If an inquiry is done on Trump, so should one be done on Biden. Show the Dems true sides, including investigating into Biden and his son. Don't let it drag on. I'm conservative, and we got to think into the future and have a game plan. Yes, we do, Michael. As we continue on with that game plan, you have to remember they keep throwing this stuff at us left and right. So as soon as this goes by the wayside, I'm sure that they'll find a whistleblower for something else. What concerns me is the fact that the rules were changed to be a whistleblower. And I don't know about you, but I think we should change it one more time and add in there that if you do not present your identity and back up what you are saying, then it can't be put out there as well. If you were going to bring something up, if you were going to blow the whistle, wouldn't you stand behind what you are saying? I mean, if it's truthful, if it's honest, then you'll be protected. It doesn't seem to matter what you're talking about nowadays. You're going to be attacked from the other side. So why not just go ahead and have your identity out there and suck it up? Just a thought. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tyler this morning. Hi, Tyler. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was just trying to pass along this information via your producer there, but he wanted me to come on the air and tell you. I heard Mark Amadei on a live interview this morning on Brand X, and you know, that place where you used to work. And,
yeah.
He was very forthcoming and said that the quote in the Nevada Independent was exactly right, and that he said it the way he was presented as saying it, and that he thought that it was a good idea to go ahead with the inquiry. And all I kept thinking while he was saying that over and over again is that, you know, I know that people generally liked their congressman. They think that all the other ones are no good. And mm-hmm. I think he's going to get the benefit of the doubt of most voters because of that. But I think I agree with Jerry Evans about 100% of the time. If people took an objective view of this congressman and said, well, what has he actually done for us? They wouldn't keep going back to the polls and reelecting him. I know we don't have any better alternatives at this very moment, but my goodness, I mean, I look at that and go, well, I haven't seen him, you know, you look at occasional Cortex out there, she's getting press all over the place. Here he has the one opportunity to talk to a national press audience, and he knifes the president in the back. So I think that he hasn't helped us. He hasn't helped build the border wall, and I think he ought to go find some other kind of line of work. Same thing as Dean Heller. I'd like to see a real Republican, a real conservative Republican in there. And I wish people, you know, like that fellow from Douglas County, the vice chairman, would, you know, get his information correct before he goes on the air and goes, well, he was misquoted. Well, he wasn't misquoted. He admitted that the quote was correct and that he said what he said. And, you know, of course, he had his good reasons, you know, and that he thinks that it's probably better to go ahead and have the discussion. And I would have much rather had him say, you know, if the president said he didn't do anything wrong, I believe him. I'd love to have heard him say something strong in support of the president instead of that mealy-mouthed thing that he did. Anyway, I'll let you get back to work. Nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you too, Tyler. I appreciate that. And I do think you're correct. You know, Jim and the party leaders, they have to support the party. They have to support the candidate. And I'm in agreements with Jerry and Tyler in the fact that we have to get the politicians, no matter who they are, whether they're city council people, whether they're supervisors, whether they're commissioners, whether they're our congressmen and our senators, we have to hold them accountable and start making them say what they think and what they believe and why they voted or didn't vote for certain things. Because we are fracturing the party. We are so far from conservative values that it seems the Republican Party now is made up of rhinos. You look at Paul Ryan, you look at Mitt Romney, you know, and now I'm holding off judgment, but you almost want to throw Amadei on that pile. And he's going in the way of his friends. You know, I mean, he has a relationship with Dean Heller and Brian Sandoval. They grew up together. Conservatives, if you are saying that you are a conservative Republican, then you need to vote as a conservative Republican. We saw this in our legislature here just in this last season. You know, I don't know why he doesn't see an issue with it, but it goes back to the Settlemyer thing. You know, in Settlemyer voting okay for or in response to the Office of New Americans. You know, Office of New Americans is redundant government. We already have services out there for people who are new to this country, who are American, who have come in to be American citizens. There's already service organizations out there and people that will get them hooked up with the services that they need. But to vote in favor of an office that will also support and give those services to people in this country illegally is not a conservative Republican. Hell, a conservative Republican wouldn't vote for that office at all because it's just more government. So Amadei's path is concerning me. Oversight. Oversight is a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. But that oversight needs to be 24/7 by the American people. If you vote even just a couple of times with Democrats that turn out to be for more government, for more regulations, for more anything that puts restraints on the American people, then you're not a conservative Republican. At some point, we have to tell this government that you're done. You have to stop layering this bureaucracy, these rule changes. You know, they're literally changing the government on a whim to suit their purposes. If you're sitting in that type of situation and you believe in oversight and you think the inquiry is just fine, then put an addendum with it that says, but I think this is an illegitimate inquiry because of the fact that it wasn't done against Biden when he was in office. This Hunter Biden and Ukraine thing is not a new thing. It is only being pushed by the media. It is only being pushed by politicians right now because they're trying to get something on Trump. This is not a new issue. People tried to bring it up when it was happening, but the media, being the liberal media, wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Like so many other things that their ruling party, the Democrats, wouldn't let them touch. At some point, you're going to be sick and tired of hearing the fact that you've got to vote somebody to keep a Republican in office. You need to keep the right Republicans in office. I still haven't heard anything from anybody really today that has swayed my opinion for my vote either direction. And you know what? That sucks. I want to have confidence in the person that I'm voting for. Do I have confidence in Lisa Krasner, who's my assembly person? No. But I still voted for her. Because we're not always going to agree on the same things. And we shouldn't be agreeing with Democrats just to get things passed. If you're saying, fine, I'll vote for yours if you vote for mine, that is not a good system of government. But you know what? It's probably not going to change. Because you always root for your home team and you always want them to win. Again, that sucks. Because when we play the game that way, none of us really win. It's KKFT, your live and local FM talk. What you want to talk about, getting your concerns voiced, and just getting your voice out there. It's time to stop being quiet. 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, indeed, 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, and of course we've been talking about Mark Amaday, the congressman. Was he misquoted? Did he mean what he said? But here's what we have to fight for. I want you to think about this. I'm just going to leave you with a couple of quick stories. First off, we are in this huge war, which I think is sad, with the LGBTQ, and I guess they're adding some more on there. People have talked about they're adding pedophilia to there as well. So I guess that would be a P. And that they believe that children being born should not have a gender. They should decide for themselves. And we're not letting kids be kids anymore. And there is a transgender puberty blocking drug out there. And I want you to know that with the data from the Food and Drug Administration, that it has been linked to thousands of deaths. 2014 to 2019, 6,370 deaths. Because we are not letting kids be kids. We are sexualizing them in school with programs like the SHARE program. I want you to think about that and where this future is going. I want you to also think about the fact that a gesture, a hand gesture, has now been added to the database of hate symbols. A gesture that every single one of us has made. Because somebody somewhere has read something into it that they didn't like, and now, well, if you give this symbol, you're a hater. You're a racist. You're prejudiced. I want you to put your thumb and your forefinger there together. Make a little circle. And then I want you to stick your other three fingers up into the air. What symbol have you always called that? The okay symbol. Okay. Put your forefinger and your thumb together. Okay. Are you going to get that done? Okay, I'll do it. Now I want you to turn it away from you and see what other people see when you're looking at your hand, not your palm, when you're looking at the back of your hand. Your three fingers up in the air, making a W. And that circle, and then a line going down your arm that makes a P. That's right. They turned it into a white supremacist hate symbol. Meaning that when you're looking at it, it's now saying white power. I wish I could curse on the air, because I would say right now, you've got to be something kidding me. You can't even make an okay symbol. And last but by no means least, again showing just the way this world is going, because there are a lot of stupid people in charge. I came across this story that the Washoe County School District is looking for nutrition workers. Now, I want to speak to you on this because I've had two friends that have wanted some part work, decided to go into the nutrition program there at the school district, and they both quit. Why? Wasn't because the pay wasn't decent. It was because every single day, kids were forced to eat what they didn't want to eat. Kids were forced to take things they didn't want to eat. And the waste of everything that was just thrown away, that was in individual packages, that could have gone to somebody who was hungry, because the rules say that they can't give it away. It has to be thrown in the garbage. That's what these rules that people are making up all is. It's garbage. Check you tomorrow. You're in my heart.